At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit MedMutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Bill started off our morning over here with a nice treat brought in. A Danish Kringle was what was on the table outdoors here.
Yes, Laura outside. Got that.
Very kind.
Why
of
did
you.
Laura get Should I go ahead and ask
I
the question?
Very, yeah, please ask Bill why the Danish is here. The Kringle.
Well, brought it in for Ben. Ben's going through a lot. And we talked to Laura about it, and she knew that he was in a pickle.
A pickle.
And, yeah, and so he just needed some comfort food. And so Laura...
What a gesture.
Laura was able to obtain a pumpkin Kringle for Ben. And we had a good talk this morning, and I think that we're working Ben through some stuff, and he's going to be okay.
Okay.
Ben, would you agree with that?
Yeah.
He just shook his head. I guess not. We got to work harder, apparently, on young Ben.
I guess we'll do better, Ben. We'll get two Kringles, I guess. I'll talk to Laura.
And some chocolate
roast.
Milk, too, or something, young Ben?
You want some in the crock pot? I talked about that yesterday. We're putting a roast in for him. Just have a nice smell when Ben walks in.
Ben.
Yes.
Well, I think Sip was more excited than Ben was for the Kringle. He said out there. Said,
I think. Yeah.
As the show began, he says, I'm stuffed. Well, I better go have some more, though, was what the words he said. I'm pretty stuffed. I better have some more.
I don't think it's done for the day for Steve either.
No.
No, there will be more Kringle.
There'll be more Kringle. I bet Ben doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah.
It is pumpkin, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You can't tell.
Some of those Kringles are hard to tell.
We talked about the pecan is my favorite.
Same. Yeah, if there's a pecan Kringle sitting there, it's
and they should have made the move... I think like November 1, it goes to pecan. That's when it goes to Thanksgiving, Christmassy time, goes to pecan that time.
Cherry's good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
They have the berries, the assorted berries. The cherry seems to be the best.
I think
best
I've had one Kringle ever in my lifetime.
Oh, it's
not
incredible.
Opposed. I'll try this one here in a second.
Not opposed.
But I don't have any experience to go with you guys on these flavors
That's
you're talking
fine.
About.
That's fine.
I'll assume they're proper and good, though.
Yeah, there's a big operation in Racine, Wisconsin. That ships them.
Yeah.
And they're
making thousands of Kringles a day going worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
They're worldwide.
You can, I think Greg, Missing Tooth Greg did some research and determined that you could visit the place where they make them. Maybe not. But
I would think so.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be a bad place for a live remote.
Ooh.
Racine, Wisconsin,
okay. At the Kringle.
We'll have some spotted cow, and we'll eat some Danishes. Kringles.
Be great. Beauty.
Be wonderful.
Not a perfect combination, but
it right now, a nice cold beer doesn't really sound that good, I'll be honest with
Come
you.
Come on. What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got a nice pumpkin Kringle.
At 6:04, you don't want a beer?
Let's ice down some
have some Busch Lights. Spotted cow.
Right.
You can it's always good for a spotted cow.
You can get a Busch Light at the Bird. Have one ready to go.
You can't do that.
You need a Busch Light at the Burr.
Yeah.
Assorted beers.
Beers and cocktails.
I just saw this on the text line. This is not a roll call, but Matt.
Are we doing a roll call now?
Not a roll call.
Roll call, Swim.
2 days from now. Yeah. No. Matt says, I'm tuning in for the whole 2 hours today, hauling a load of pipe to a job site in Tyler, Minnesota.
right now. Oh, that is nice. Thank you for listening.
How about that, Matt?
That's got to be a fun ride, too. Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Hauling pipe. He's probably got coffee. Pipe. He's got the show on. He's got to be relaxed.
Okay, guys.
It's a good morning for you, Matt.
We have to deliver.
Yeah, we do. Let's lock in.
Yeah, lock in.
Yes. Well, that's
wonder if we can get some of the, maybe the names of some coaches in college football. We went over.
Let's do the game show again.
Trivia was disappointing yesterday.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm sorry. Trivia.
Yeah, we'll get to Satterfield and White in a second. Yeah.
No, that was immensely disappointing yesterday.
Because Bill had all four right.
At all of them.
And you weren't immensely disappointing.
He got Boise State, Spencer, was it Danielson?
Danielson, yes.
Danielson, okay. He would have had Brian Newberry at Navy. Yeah. You didn't go for it.
Wrote it down. Wouldn't have mattered, because if I would have taken Navy, we wouldn't have got the next question. Sip didn't know the next one.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway, that's where we're at right
now. That's right, well.
Minus one streak.
That's right.
I have to be accountable on this.
Yes, we had a nice, I think we can go ahead and, we're willing to help the breakers too. We had a nice group text with the four-legged stool.
Really?
We got Ben included in it yesterday, just working through some stuff. And there was
Ben at one point said, "I'm not comfortable with it." And I said, "I'm not either.
I'm not sure if I did. I couldn't wait for the next text to come in.
It was rolling.
There was a text coming in every 2 seconds, and it was funny stuff. It was really funny stuff. I couldn't wait to hear what was said next. I couldn't wait.
And Ben came with the, "This makes me uncomfortable."
I went silent for a second. I was in a meeting. I looked down and there was like 47 texts in the group chat.
I was at the press conference. I didn't know Ben was there.
Ben could see you laughing and texting during the press conference, because we were texting in our own group chat.
This is embarrassing.
And you should have been listening to Satterfield at the time. You were texting in our...
No. It was prior.
I like where your priorities are.
It was prior. I like your priorities, though.
It was okay. Take care of young Ben, and then the press conference after that.
We had some time before setup time.
But Ben was there.
You had no idea he was there, and he saw you the whole time. He saw you cackling at the text you were sending and receiving in the chat.
It's true.
I had no idea he was there.
I was laughing.
I was, like I said, I couldn't wait for the next text to come in. It was so good.
And you got a Kringle, Ben.
Yes, that's a good morning for you.
Yes.
Just
take it hour by hour. We'll be here with you, okay?
Yes. He's probably got to bounce early. You got to bounce, Ben? You got to dip?
Yeah, he said, yeah. Got to dip today early.
You got class.
Leaving us early again. What's new?
You guys are out of your minds.
What's on your mind for idle chit-chat? Is there anything else, Bill?
Guys?
Well, I don't know. You talk about Xanadu. I was hungry last night. Yeah. And we didn't have any food, and I was doing things out in the garage.
Had
sugar, then I was starving, but Laura was out on girls' night.
Okay.
And on girls' night, they went out for margaritas and some Mexican food. And then she brought me home some Mexican food.
Ooh.
When you're starving.
Xanadu. Ooh.
That was exciting.
That's exciting.
It was. It was like, wow, are you kidding me?
Warm.
I'm starving, and it was. And she brought home a hot meal.
Hot Mexican, yes.
So what you have?
Just a beef burrito with the side of refried beans.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. And it was
a little green in there would be good, but that's okay.
It was remarkable.
That is good.
Yeah.
And what time was that?
It arrived about 7:45.
Ooh, perfect timing.
Yeah, perfect timing. I had to put it away because I was going to woof down the entire mini platter, and then it would have just been awful night. So I did stop myself.
Good restraint.
That is impressive, Bill. I can't stop.
No, you're like a dog, Bill. Do you put food in front of Jake and it's over?
Yeah, it's gone. All of it.
Yeah. That's one thing you don't talk to sugar about either. Like, hey,
slow down,
eat part of it, just let it be and come back to it. No. When she makes the first bite, it's over.
Mm. You could put like a 48-ounce steak in front of me, I'd eat it all.
Jeez.
I would not be proud of that, but I've got issues. I can't control
myself. You have issues?
I have
not noticed at all.
I can't control myself.
Food not noticed at all.
No, one piece of idle chit-chat that I think Bill might be more, I wonder if Sugar does this. Just a momentary scare on the walk yesterday. Bullet started walking with three legs. He pulled up one, and I was what is going on?
That makes you nervous. Was there like a sandbur or something in her
maybe.
Paw?
Maybe. Yeah, it's a he. And he. I don't know, because it was about a block, and I was like, I went down to, I was going to pick him up and carry him home, And then he just started walking fine.
Gotcha.
I mean, I don't know why they do that. I was like, Bolt, what are you doing? I thought you were seriously in peril here. And he just started walking. That's the story.
Bolt just figured that out. That's great.
It was a momentary. Bill knows how it is.
If
he's got like a busted leg or something.
Yeah, they can't tell you. They can't talk.
Nope. Yeah, like, you're not walking. You're just hobbling.
We've had some of those. It's been a sandburst situation with me where all of a sudden you can tell. But they press on. They keep moving.
Yeah.
They just pick the one leg up and keep going and just keep going. It's like,
Wow. And then he just started walking. Thank God. Nothing's wrong at all. But, and then the moment he starts walking, Bill understands.
You're so happy.
You're like, oh God.
You're so happy. Because the number of times that we've been like at the house and all of a sudden Sugar's kind of tired, looks kind of sad. And I go, I'm taking her in. Taking her to the ER. Oh, I don't know what's going on.
We got a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Instant.
I bet you Laura rolls her eyes.
Oh, she does. The dog's fine.
Exactly. The dog's fine. Does the same thing. It's your thing, Steve.
Yeah.
It's not his. Yeah. He's fine.
I want to put her to the ER immediately. Right. What's wrong? I don't care.
Yeah. I always been like, Bull's sad. He's depressed.
Yeah.
What's the problem? Is he not getting enough attention? You know, no, he's fine. He's a dog. He's got his head down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's sleeping. He's taking a nap, you idiot. Sugar's asleep. I want to take her to the doctor.
Something wrong.
I do. I do it all the time.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ben. We're worried about it. Yeah. We probably worry too much.
Are we too caring? Is that it?
We care too much,
Ben.
Sorry, we try too much here.
God, I think there are deeper issues than that, actually.
There will be several things that I'm going to go back through the text, and I'm going to screenshot it and circle it and send it back out
again. I look forward to that.
Because there was some funny stuff.
There was some sports last night.
Before we get to what you got?
White and Satterfield. There were three football games.
How did New Mexico State end?
That game ended after midnight last night.
I watched a lot of it.
New Mexico State beat Louisiana Tech 33-30 in two overtimes.
They beat him. Oh my!
That's a
huge upset. New Mexico State is horrific.
Who's coaching them?
Sanchez is the head coach there. Friend of mine. I like New Mexico State.
Both teams were. La Tech was 2-3 going into the game. Now they're 2-4. New Mexico State's 2-5 following the win. But 33-30, the final score in that one, ended after midnight. South Alabama beats Troy 25-9. And Middle Tennessee State, in a boring, low-scoring game, beats Kennesaw State 14-5.
14-5. Early safety. I watched some of that also. Kennesaw State has the worst logo I've ever seen.
What is it?
It's just the letters, I think, at KSU or K. So I don't know what it all is. KS something is three letters, and they're just all combined together, and it just looks terrible.
Okay. This will upset your dad and Schaefer, Sip, but the Guardians are now down 2-0 in the ALCS. 6-3 Yankees win last night.
Yeah, that's rough.
I'm sorry.
What was the temperature at the game? I didn't get a chance to.
Let's see. It had to be probably,
I wonder if it was in the 40s, because that's what I'm looking for. I want to see weather in the low 40s. I wonder what it was
in the temperature on here
in New York.
Wish I could tell you on that. Don't know. And also, there's two trades in the NFL. Devontae Adams goes from the Raiders to the Jets. Amari Cooper from the Browns to the Bills. Big Dane receiver movement in the NFL yesterday.
Bills make a move.
Jake, do you think that was that fake news that I sent you?
Which one was it?
The one on Deshaun Watson, because it was the one most incredible.
No, I think that's real.
It's the most incredible stat I've ever seen before.
Did you see that yet?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay. Yeah. Deshaun Watson is, in their last 26 third down attempts, they're 0-26.
0-26.
This is the NFL.
Yeah. They're 0-26 on third down.
I don't know what to say.
The last 26. And Stefanski says, we're sticking with him because we kind of have to. He's got all this guaranteed money. He didn't say that part, but he said we're sticking with him.
See, that's where... That's an organizational problem. That there was a group of people who made the decision, we're going to sign Deshaun Watson and we're going to give him a pile of money.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed money.
Oh, also, and he's coming. When he went there, it was already started.
All the
controversy.
Off-field stuff.
Yeah, he was with the Texans when that happened.
I know. No, they risked it. And it turned out to be idiotic.
All the draft picks, all the guaranteed money, and it's resulted in nothing. Now, they made the playoffs last year, but that's because of Joe Flacco. It was not, and the other, they had a variety of backup quarterbacks come in and play when Watson couldn't go, and they made the playoffs without Watson.
That's where a Browns fan would say, okay, slow your roll, guys, on the doomsday talk of our organization. We'll be fine. Will they be fine?
No. No, they won't.
You don't.
Because now he's healthy and he's their. This is the guy you paid a crap ton of money to guaranteed, traded all these picks for, and he's been horrible.
But are there long-term ramifications?
How could there not be? They lost several first-round
picks. You have major cap money wrapped that's up trouble. In someone that's not productive. Sometimes you have cap money wrapped up in a quarterback, but he's really good. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
That's what you want.
I just couldn't imagine the headsets. It's third and four. Do we have any sort of play in the playbook and get 4 yards?
Not that he can get.
Not right now. Right now. No. He's got a third and six. Is there 26. Anything we can do? No, not really.
Probably. Okay. I'm glad you said that about the organizational issues. That's the interesting part of the conversation to me, that those decisions can have long-term ramifications and drag your whole organization back.
They're 1-5. They're 1-5. They look horrible. Their defense is respectable, but that's it. Mm-hmm. Their offense is lost with Deshaun Watson. And they've got, they have Jerry Jeudy. And they had Jeudy and Cooper. It's a pretty good 1-2 punch at receiver.
Yep, for sure.
Nick Chubb is coming back from injury still, so they don't have that. Their line has been not very good, but still, that's rough. By the way, Bill, last thing, the temperature, I think it was 51 at first. Oh. Got down to 44, though, in that game.
That's interesting, but still degrees. Not. Yeah, 51 doesn't do much for me, but 44 does. Yes. I'd love to see some high 30s.
Yeah,
I'd love to see some high.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's 30s. Coming soon. It's coming soon.
I'm looking for
guys blowing
really
in their hands.
In. Yeah, I just want to see it just
warming up.
People
their hands.
Just
miserable.
All geared up.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray and bed liners, and more. Renewyourauto.com. Sip, although you were chatting on the
I was
group
not
chat,
during the press
you
conference.
Were at the press conference of Tony White and Marcus Satterfield yesterday.
Can I ask my one question I always ask now? Steve,
please.
Did you ask a question?
Pretty sure, yeah. I did.
What'd you ask?
I can't remember.
I love when we get your audio. Start. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you're not going to get that, though. They cut out the questions. It's fine. Yeah. How about you start with Tony White? Jake?
Yes?
We will get to, and I have a couple Iowa State items for later in the show. As I'm doing this penance.
Was it from Fansville?
Every day.
Oh, yeah.
Until Iowa State loses a game. Okay, start with Tony White talking about Indiana. I don't think we've talked enough about Indiana's offense, and he gave a pretty good rundown on it.
What did he tell you, Sip? Because I don't have that on here.
Okay, well, he started with, the question was, are there elements of Indiana, is there any team that you've played that kind of looks like Indiana offensively? Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You don't have that.
Well, how about, here's Tony White. What's the importance of an early success in a game with
work.
So much hype?
Yeah,
Tony White.
Let's try that.
How about that can
that?
Kind of this work.
Let's try that, Ben.
I think just the way we play defense, period. You know what I mean? I wouldn't, you always want to start fast, no matter what it is, you know, offense, defense, special teams. You always want to go out there and start fast and really get into the flow of the game. But that's something we got to do from the get-go, you know. And I think that's when we played our complete games, we've done just that, being able to go out there and have success early on. But with a team like this, you know, you're going to give up some plays, right? They're one of the best offenses in the country, so it's a matter of executing on a consistent level and then just playing our butts off.
You guys wonder, and I had to do some research yesterday, how many guys from JMU, James Madison, are starting playing for Indiana. Well, I can tell you the eight are playing. Three on offense, five on defense, starting, including, and I don't know if he got sound on this or not. They have the big man at receiver. They have the big 6'2", 210-pound Big Ten prototype receiver. His name is Elijah Serrett, and he did come from JMU, and he's having a year. That's a guy to watch closely. He has 29 receptions for 513 yards.
Really?
Yeah. They're starting eight guys from James Madison.
I think they brought 12. Is that right?
Yeah, 12, I think, was 11 or 12, and there's one at least that's hurt. There's another one that's playing, not starting. So, yeah, they're doing good.
Traveling All-Stars made the trip over.
Kind of the traveling All-Stars. There's some good ones. Well, I think their two leading tacklers are from, yes, their two leading tacklers, Aiden Fisher and Jalen Walker, are from JMU.
Think about that for 1 second, though. So he brings all these good players from JMU, and we still point out that team, without him, put up 70 points at North Carolina this year.
Yeah. And lost 12 players.
They lost 12 players. Eight of them are playing in a Big Ten school. Jeez. And they still put up 70 points on the road.
That speaks well of Google me.
56 at halftime. Oh, by the way.
It speaks well of Google me. Is there anything that says Curtis Rourke?
Yes.
Yes.
I've got Tony White on the Ohio transfer. Curtis Rourke, the quarterback.
Yes.
For Indiana. Here's Tony White yesterday.
I mean, he's doing what he's got to do, you know, to get out of the pocket. I remember facing him when he was a young buck at Ohio, running the option and all that kind of stuff. And now he's just a completely different player. You know, you can see he knows where he wants to go with the football. And he is right the high majority of time. So, I mean, you can't beat a quarterback who knows what you're in and knows where to go with the ball. And he's accurate as all heck. And that's why they're one of the top offenses in the country.
Yes. I mean, Rourke is a concern because he's 6'5", 223. He's smart, makes good decisions, and he can scoot out of there. That's what scares me the most. He's a big man, but he can get out of there if there's trouble.
Quarterback scrambles scare you more than quarterback run.
Yeah, his running numbers aren't too bad, actually. I mean, they're not this year. He's ran for 44 yards. It's not a big deal, but if you look over the course of his time, he was 5 years at Ohio. I mean, he
got experience.
Yeah, and he ran the ball pretty well. Well, he was an option quarterback initially at Ohio. Ran option. I mean, I don't know if they were running all option. I don't think Frank was doing that, was he?
They ran option football. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so he was doing that. Big man running option.
But he's got 14 touchdowns and two picks in the season.
He's a very
efficient quarterback. Now.
He has the highest QB passer rating in America.
I'm confused because who threw the pick then? Because they had three picks against Maryland in the first half.
He has two of them.
It said two.
Yeah, it could have been something like
that. The stats say he's got 14 touchdowns and two picks.
There was three picks against Maryland
in
the first half.
Jake's right, though. 14 TDs, two picks.
He's the highest QBR in the country.
For sure in the Big Ten. I should be.
Well, just that number alone is going to give you a lot. 14 and 2?
It's
going to get you a lot.
Yeah, and he's completing 73.8% of his passes.
Yeah, because the leader was Graham Mertz went down with the ACL. But I think he was leading the nation at 76.3%.
Okay.
When you're throwing it around the 75% clip as far as percentage, that's impressive.
I think he was asked late in the press conference about Nebraska is the only team in the nation that has not allowed a rushing touchdown.
I have that. Please. Here's Tony White's thoughts on that.
I have no idea. It's just the guys up front are playing their butts off. The guys in the back end are covering, you know, that's the first six games. That was a great accomplishment, but you know, let's see if it holds true the rest of the season.
Yeah. He's always thoroughly unimpressed with their. He doesn't get into the patting ourselves on the back very often. It's always, well, we'll see how we are the next game. That's a good way to be right now because Indiana is capable of putting a number on you. Well, they have.
They've scored 40-plus every game so far.
I think they're averaging 47.
They scored 77 their first game against West Carolina or something like that.
Yeah, so that puts it a little bit.
That skews a little bit, but still.
Yeah. Skews.
But they're 40-plus every game, though.
Skews, yeah, that's
every,
right.
The every game thing is, yes, that is very impressive.
Yeah. Okay, he did discuss the black, just quick comments on the black shirts given to Sierre Wright and Brian Buscini. Received a
Tony
bunch.
White on that.
Yeah, I didn't see Brian's. I mean, I when I walked to practice, I just saw him there kicking with it, and you could tell he had a little pep in his step and stuff, which is really neat. You know, first thing is like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then Sierre actually the jersey was swapped, so it was on the sideline. So he kind of didn't even want to put it on at first, you know, just because he understood and stuff. And I was like, hey man, that's you put that damn jersey, black jersey on, you understand what it means. So. He had a big smile on his face, and he's continuing to do well.
I like the fact, Bill, Jake, that Marquise Buford texted Rule and said, we got to get Buscini in black. I like that. Buford strikes me as a dude.
He's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah, great player. Works hard. Everything about him, really good.
That's a nice gesture, yeah. If you think about it, on behalf of the punter, to text the head coach and say, we have to get him in black. I mean, that's... And Buscini, god dang, wow. I mean, what a two games he's had, Purdue and Rutgers. He's been pretty good otherwise, but he was the second biggest factor in the Rutgers win, Jake?
Yeah, and I asked Bill, as a guy who's coached special teams forever, but he had two punts blocked that game, and he still delivers a 69-yard punt at the end. How tough was that for him or anybody to bounce back from block punts and deliver a punt like that?
Yeah, bouncing back from block punts is very, very difficult. Yeah. Very hard to do. Yeah, just because he took a shot on one of them also. So psyche. It makes it very, very tough. And then, like I said, it's always nice when you catch a break. Mm-hmm. I don't know if was it the 69-yarder or was the one before that. There was one where there was a huge gaffe by the returner and the ball rolled about...
That was the one.
He should have fielded the ball.
Correct.
And it rolls for about 25, 30 yards.
Yes.
But he still hit the ball. Mm-hmm. And they didn't field it. So it all counts.
100.
It all counts. So it's all the same. But yeah, to be able to recover from that and be able to do that. But that is it's not something that happens every year. I know that when I was here, Cook was in one, Sam was in one, a black shirt. He was, and I'm pretty sure Fultz was. I'm not sure on that.
Unclear.
I wasn't here at that time. I just know that I just know that Sam Cook was.
The Satterfield, I get that sound. He talked about. Remember, guys, Dylan Raiola comes off of kind of an uneven performance against Rutgers. How did he respond?
Great. I mean, he didn't skip a beat. Celebrating in the locker room after the game. You know, some guys you'd think would be down and kind of wasn't that at all, just being a great leader. And he came back ready to work in his open week, had a great open week. A great preparation last week, which bled into this week.
Then he also said later in the press conference where Dylan has improved his mindset, where he doesn't go ahead.
Mark Satterfield in that.
Good job.
Maybe not taking all the, like trying to get him to not try to take all the blame for if some play goes wrong, it's not all your fault, and to be able to move on. Like, he has an unbelievable ability of just two or three things can happen. He can kind of pick it up, move on, and go from there. But just it's not all your fault. You know, appreciate the leadership aspect of that, but it's not always your fault. All of it, your fault.
He is a perfectionist. I think that happens. That he, you know, he's a leader. He's a perfectionist. He wants it all to look good all the time. But going back to what the other sound was about how he didn't mope around after his uneven performance comes from what Bill says. It comes from what Dom has told me for years. It doesn't matter. A win, you celebrate wins.
Absolutely.
You celebrate wins. Don't nitpick them. Celebrate them.
Yeah.
In your shoes, mainly. I think media fans, okay to nitpick. Yeah. But if I was directly involved, I wouldn't do a lot of nitpicking. Yeah. We won the game, guys. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's fair to ask. He was asked the question: did Rutgers do anything special to throw Dylan off?
That was
off?
The question I asked, Jake.
That was your question.
Whoa,
we don't have the 100. Audio. I like that question, Sip. That was that's a good one.
So tell us the question again, Steve.
Yeah, and I'll play like the answer.
The question was: Ben was there. You heard it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll play.
Ben was proud of me.
You live.
I imagine he was proud of me.
Because you were not texting anymore, and you were actually involved in the press conference.
I said, "Did Rutgers do show anything that would throw him off, Dylan?"
I don't think so. I think it's just one of those things where a receiver may not have been where he was supposed to be. The timing of the play, that maybe didn't see this defender till late, kind of got your eyes off of certain routes and things of that nature. But I think it was just one of those games where a couple things happened and we weren't as smooth as we usually were.
Oh, that's what he said at the end. I couldn't get that last part. We weren't as smooth as we usually were. I listened to that about 20 times. I couldn't understand what he said till just that moment. We weren't.
The headsets change everything.
Get headsets.
They do.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
You need to have those.
Yeah. So I don't know. Sometimes coaches. I'm not saying he was being dishonest. I think that Rutgers did something that confused him. That's my hypothesis, or he was just seeing. Stealing a Bo Pelini phrase, he was seeing too many colors, perhaps.
You don't know what.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's unclear what it was. It's, like you said, sometimes you just pass those off as it just wasn't a great day.
Yeah.
But Rutgers wasn't to support Satterfield. Rutgers wasn't doing anything that was like
exotic,
bizarre, exotic, unique.
They weren't.
No, they're. Okay. Shana was very. Yeah, he's pretty. We're gonna do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot of crazy change-ups of things going
match
on.
Match and routes.
Yeah, not a lot of.
Yeah.
I don't think they were doing all kinds of because when you able to you don't see a lot of those things when you're changing stuff up and when you can still run the football and able to do those things and that's any part of your offense. You still have to be able to play some things that you don't get crazy looks because it messes up your run fits a bunch.
There you go. We better get out.
We better. Yeah. Before that, though, I know you're, even though you had the Kringle over there, you're probably still hungry, right?
What would he like?
If I were Sip, I'd go to Early Bird.
The Bird!
Because you can get breakfast Famished. Burritos. You can get chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered!
Chicken fried steak smothered.
God, that don't does you sound want good.
Bonus gravy with David.
Yeah.
And that is, for Ben, that's comfort food. Smothered. Yes. Smothered
and Ben needs
steak.
Comfort. If anyone's out there, reach out to Ben. There's a lot going on.
You can have your.
So my wife went and got him a Kringle.
Yeah, that was very nice
that
was to Laura.
So nice of Laura.
Yeah, it was. She, right
I'm
away,
not joking.
Right away, she's like, Ben, she gave the heart signal.
This she is for you, Ben.
Ben is right here. Went right here with it.
Sip could get a variety of pancakes like blueberry pancakes
blueberry.
That you've had when we were there a few weeks ago.
I'm not joking around. Those are about as good as it gets.
And don't forget the world famous.
Hash holes. Nice.
That was your
best one so far.
Good.
Nice. Nice job.
19th and K.
Smokey's wearing off.
19th and K. Free parking. Tons of free parking. And they get the best breakfast in town. Check it out. Early Bird also.
Scrambled eggs in a bush light.
In Iowa and Omaha as well. Sean Callahan is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
That doesn't sound bad.
Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.